It's Sunday the 21st of June, which is the midwinter solstice, the shortest day of the year. And in many cultures, it's a day of feasting and bonfires and traditional rituals. But for the small communities of scientists and researchers and support staff who live in Antarctica, midwinter means a day spent in almost total darkness and in temperatures hovering around minus 20 degrees. It also means a dip in the Antarctic waters. The 21st of June is also the date of the awarding of the Australian Antarctic Medal, which recognises outstanding service in scientific research or exploration for an Australian Antarctic exhibition over a year's duration. Earlier on, I caught up with the 2026 recipient of the Australian Antarctic Medal, Sean Gillies, who's the Engineering Services Supervisor at Davis Station Antarctica. Sean joined me from the frozen continent. Hi, Sean. Congratulations.
G'day. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's quite the honour to receive this prestigious award.
Yeah, well, the Governor-General has praised your sustained and highly influential contribution to the Australian Antarctic program and long-term service across multiple Antarctic and sub-Antarctic deployments. So tell us what you've been up to down there, Sean.
Yeah, it's such kind words. I feel like it's great hearing it from the Governor-General, but knowing it was one of my peers that nominated me, pretty special too. So what we've been doing lately is working Davis Station in Antarctica currently, but we've been preparing for our midwinter swim, as you mentioned before, so cutting a nice big hole in the ice, and then the chef has been working hard for an eight-course feast we're having on Sunday. So, it's pretty exciting times.
The feast sounds pretty good, but there's a pretty high barrier to entry there, the midwinter swim. How many of them have you done before, and do you recommend them to others?
You get the opportunity to go for it, I reckon, or like get involved down there in your local state or in Tasmania if you're there for the Dark Mofo swim. Yeah, I've done four in the past. I've done one on each Antarctic station and one on Macquarie Island, which you actually run across the beach and swim on each side of the isthmus. So each is just as challenging as the next. I'd be lying if I said I'm looking forward to this one, but afterwards, as always, you know, nice to reflect on it.
Yeah, you deserve every single one of those eight courses coming up. But Sean, tell us about your career in the Antarctic. I gather you started as a plumber. How does plumbing work in Antarctica?
Well, yeah, I started my career with the Div back in Division back in 2013. I applied from a newspaper ad that I saw. Well, actually, my ex-partner saw in the newspaper and told me I should apply. So it was probably a sign of the times on both fronts there. And I got the job, came down as a plumber, and we fitted out the first ever advanced wastewater treatment plant for an Australian Antarctic station, which was pretty amazing. And then, like most places, we have pipes and toilets and everything you have in Australia, but we have the problem of freezing. So most of the work as a plumber is keeping the pipes warm. Yeah, and we make water at Davis Station here through reverse osmosis desalination, which is quite the process. So that's one of the tasks we do only once a year and store the water for the rest of the year. So, pretty big responsibilities on a plumber down here in Antarctica.
So, Sean, where did your interest in Antarctica spring from?
Funny enough, being in Tasmania, and I'm from Hobart, it's like the gateway to Antarctica, I guess you call
it. Of course,
When I was a young lad, there was a place called the Antarctic Adventure in Hobart, which is a bit of a museum, which was quite cool. So that sparked the interest. And then when I went to TAFE, one of my TAFE teachers, funny enough, had been down as a plumber as well to Davis Station, funny enough. And he just kind of like told me all these stories, and I thought there'd be nothing better. So like from that point, much like, you know, a runner wants to go to the Olympics, I've always wanted to go to Antarctica as a plumber. I thought it was like the epitome of plumbing until I guess they had plumbing on the moon, I suppose.
And I'm sure when they do, you'll be on your way there. So how many times have you been down?
This is my eighth trip, but this is my fifth winter, so fifth 12-month stint. I've done a couple of summers as well. So this is, a few long seasons away from family and friends, but, you're making new family and friends down here while you're away, and, I've loved every moment of it.
Yeah, and the Australian Antarctic Medal is specifically for expeditions that are over a year's duration. What are the particular challenges of long expeditions like that, Sean?
The isolation has got to be the biggest one. You know, like people often say, "Oh, you know, I could probably do it," and they probably could, but and they kind of compare it to like FIFO work. But here in Antarctica, it is FIFO, I guess, but you fly in once and you fly out once. It's 12 months in between, so it's a little bit longer. So yeah, you don't get to spend a lot of time with friends and family. You know, you miss a lot of weddings or special moments back home, and you've just got to kind of figure out how you manage that individually with your family. I mean, they give you a lot of training and tools to work with, and these days with the internet, you know, you can can just about turn up digitally anywhere to kind of watch things. So that keeps you in touch much more than it did even back in 2014. So probably the hardest part is that. And and the lack of daylight. We at the moment, we get twilight probably for 25 minutes and it's not much to look at, especially if the clouds are down. So at the moment, I can't see outside. So that's probably the key. But once you get through that midwinter solstice, you're on the way back out and you look forward to every sunrise then. And then eventually the ship coming back to get us.
Amazing. And Sean, was the Australian Antarctic Medal something that was sort of on your radar? Were you across it as an honour? How did you first become aware of it?
Well, no, it wasn't my radar to ever receive one. I've previously been in the presence of people who've won it in the past, like Tim Price, who was my supervisor for a long time. He's a plumber also, and he won one back in the late 2010s. And then my chef, one of the seasons, Donna Whiteman's also won one, and my current supervisor, Lisa Wilkinson. So I know some recipients, but I never thought I'd be in that kind of prestigious company. So the nomination came as a bit of a surprise, but I'm very pleased to have gotten it. But to think that I'm in the level of those previously named people, it kind of blows me away.
And what's the deal once you get one, Sean? I mean, are you going to be wearing your medal at all times from here on? I see it comes with a lapel badge as well. I'd be wearing them 24/7.
Well, I would love to wear it 24/7, but I can often lose my keys and my phone and my and my wallet. So I don't know. I think it'll be on the mantelpiece or probably end up at Mum's place up there in a frame. Someone I can actually responsible to look after it for me. But I'm definitely going to show it off to everyone I can initially just to show them I did it finally. And then put it in a safe keeping.
Probably pretty sensible. You don't want to have to petition the Governor General for a replacement.
Yeah, I might even get like a mock one made, maybe see if I'm allowed to make a like a dud one I can carry around so I just, it doesn't fall off and you have to go crawling on my hands and knees to ask for a second one.
Do you know if the Governor General's going to come down and actually give you the medal?
I'm actually not 100% sure. I've received an email just letting me know there'll be something put in place once I get home because I'm here in Antarctica till November, so I might not go with the other recipients. So it'll either be in Hobart or probably possibly even in Canberra. So something to really look forward to. I've never been to Canberra. Why not? First time for everything. First time to win an Antarctic medal. First time to go to Canberra.
Fantastic. And you said you're on this expedition till the end of November. What else is on your agenda between now and the end of this trip?
Well, I'll get for the swim, but the sea ice has just got nice and thick out the front. So here at Davis Station, we can access remote field huts via Hagland, which is a tracked truck. So we can go out on the weekends and stay overnight and do a bit of walking around. So I'm going to attempt to do a lot of that on my weekends. Then we've got to build a runway to receive the light aircrafts that come through from Canada and pump seawater, about 13 million litres of water from the ocean into our tarn, which is like a dam out the back that we make our water from through the reverse osmosis program because we can't do it during winter because the ice is there. So that's something to look forward to, a lot of work to do before we go, and then obviously spit polish the station and hand it over to the incoming crew.
Oh, plenty of work to be done, but it sounds like you'll do it in fine spirit. And Sean, it's been great speaking with you. Congratulations on being one of the Australian Antarctic Medal recipients for 2026, and all the best for that winter solstice swim.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. No, it's been great chatting. Have a good day and talk to you soon.
You too. That's Sean Gillies, AAM Engineering Supervisor at Davis Station in Antarctica and 2026 Australian Antarctic Medal recipient.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.